Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
This is Yasa Sagonige, a seventh great grandson of Sawanuka, keeper of the Holy Cherokee Ark, who during the American Revolution became first beloved man of the Cherokee, head man of the Upper, Middle, and Lower Cherokee. Please join us at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on Sunday evening and learn how you, regardless of ancestry, may gain the privilege of worshiping as you please, even using indigenous, plant-based, native sacraments. Aho. Listening to a pre-recorded interview from the archives of Prophecy Keepers Radio. You have been led by the Spirit to Prophecy Keepers Radio, a cooperative service on the White Roots of Peace Council. Whether it be the modern Asaga of Peru, the current Kahunas of Hawaii, today's medicine people of the Americas, the Holy Ones of Africa, shamans of the East, North, West, and South, or the present-day Atawehis of the Cherokee, we bring you the traditional elders and teachers of our modern times and their confidants from the Americas, the steppes of Asia, the Holy Land, the islands of the sea, Africa, and Australasia. We have not been conquered, and we defy the established order. This is Will Bluewater, the host of Prophecy Keepers Radio, speaking on behalf of the White Roots.
It's 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow? It's 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow? It's 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow?
Thanks for listening to the Wisdom of the Elders on Prophecy Keepers Radio, revealing closely guarded ancient secrets here in the modern information age of Aquarius.
I'm Austin Powers.
And I'm Gas Mojo.
The very sexy, very sweet stone, yeah.
But you gotta have Gas Mojo, baby. Yeah!
What a gas, baby, yeah!
I'm going to go back to the 60s and steal Austin Powers' Gas Mojo.
Hi, folks, this is Will Bluewater speaking on behalf of GasMojo.net Engine Booster. Immediate 25% fuel savings with GasMojo.net in just 5 minutes after installation. And your grandma can do this. You just strap it on your fuel line, folks. Some customers report much greater savings. The GasMojo.net engine booster catalytically conditions any hydrocarbon fuel, be it gasoline, propane, diesel fuel. It's not a filter. It contains no metals, magnets, or toxic substances, and uses no electricity. The GasMojo.net engine booster unit is a specially designed tube containing a completely safe proprietary medium. It's a passive fuel treatment process designed to disperse hydrocarbons for better performance and mileage, and also to break down carbon and other contaminants. Unlock your fuel's hidden energy potential now with GasMojo.net. And folks, you can get a 100% money-back guarantee on this. I've got one on my car. It was developed by an old friend of mine, and he's an honorable person. You got to try it, folks, and go open a bank account now for all the money you're going to save. GasMojo.net, GasMojo.net. Just do it.
Hello, everybody. This is Prophecy Keepers Radio. And your old buddy Blue Water. And this turnaround, the sun, we've got star of stage, screen, and television, Dr. Robert Ghost Wolf with us. We're going to be talking about the legends of Aztlan and about red-haired giants and all kinds of strange happenings. How are you, Robert? Thanks for coming on the show today.
Doing fine. How's it over there?
Oh, that's pretty good. We've had a little...
the swirling thunderstorm.
We've had a little rain here, and typically here in the Ozarks, it's accompanied with a little bit of lightning and thunder, and I don't have one of those UPS things, you know, the uninterrupted power systems. I'm going to get one real soon.
Well, I remember years ago when I was people about to change it, that we're going to come into Woodford. Thunder snow. People thought I was a little bit out of it. Now it's a regular phrase in the weather report.
We get it here too. We got this last winter. We had lightning in the winter. I thundered. I just couldn't believe it. Well, tell us about these redheaded mummies that you've been talking to.
Well, to tell you the story, I'd have to go back 20 years. Story that doesn't get out on the other radio. And I was doing a lot of things in the 80s with a friend of mine who went by the name of Sneaky Link.
And now it's
and
true.
He had brothers. And out here in New Mexico, they found down toward a place called Coyote, New Mexico, an old chapel. They found a Spanish manuscript written by Franciscan monk. And in the manuscript, it talked about previous civilizations from the perception of Native Americans rather than from the Spanish. And there were indications in the manuscript that there was another manuscript that was in existence in another location in Mexico, which had maps in it that correlated to the information that was in the manuscript that they found written by hand. Early 1600s. That would give a location to 11 holes of record. So we started in innocence and curiosity with a circle of elders out here to explore that. And that began the great adventure that we never could have possibly. It wasn't always an adventure of excitement and wonderful things happening. I mean, we were dealing with the Catholic Mafia, we were dealing with the Mexican Mafia, we were dealing with agents in black SWAT uniforms and black four-by-fours chases in the desert. Since in that time, there was originally 9 in the circle, and out of 9, there were 2 elders who passed away by natural causes this past year. Chiwei, Speaking Wind, Nache, all brothers are dead now. So everybody died as a result of firings that went on in the what we discovered over that period of time was pretty amazing.
All dressed up to get going. When you see those ugly boots showing, you can't stop your
brain. We now found giants.
Can't keep the world from knowing.
Most of the time you'll hear a lot of people talk about them. They'll get up and they'll do a show about them, and you get through with the show and you go, well, what about the giants?
Giants,
they never really talk about it
because temporary colouring helps to feel 100% natural, making it perfect to use between salon visits.
What we've seen with a lot of people is stories are always like, well, okay, how many were they? What were they like? What conditions did you find them in? And people don't have the answer. Because basically, they weren't there. What we found was that there was layers
from 6 populars that are guaranteed to blend with any
civilization. There were many civilizations that were here from the Euro-Mediterranean area. Knowledgeable of in academic universities. I mean, we have Phoenicians, we have Persians, we have Assyrians, we have Asians, Chinese, Mongols, and Siberians. We have Roman. Kelsey's not necessarily a Highlander from Scotland. The Celtic people, if we go to Rome fighting during the time of Caesar, fighting Gauls, well, the Gauls were Celts. And the Celts were also in Spain, Celtiberians. We also had Celts in Carthage. Alexander the Great found his passageways to the Far East through the guidance of his personal Celtic guard. In a treaty that he made with the Celts, rather than go to war with them, he put them in a major treaty with them, and they basically showed him the secret waterways that go all the way to India and go all the way up into Scandinavia, if you follow them. That was really interesting, because everything's always, you know, my lesson is that everything has always been from the European perception, you know. History happened according to what the Europeans said. The life of Jesus is all about what the Europeans said. And what Egypt was like is based on what the Europeans say. What the Mayans are like is based upon what the Europeans say. And yet, you know, in all fairness, they're notorious for destroying everything that they ever laid their hands on.
Yeah.
And they're also notorious for twisting everything around, re-editing it, and writing their version of the story. And as time goes on and generations go on, what you're dealing with, it's the only story left. And, you know, five generations later, people just accept as, well, this must have been the way it was, when in fact, it wasn't that way at all. So my entry into all of this did not come from that school. My entry into all of this came from Mayan elders. It came from Northern Native American elders, people that took me into the fold, so to speak, and showed me things and explained things to me. I was a very curious guy. Over the years, I developed a relationship where they know that I don't lift things from sites, I don't sneak away with gold or objects, because I understand that part of the paradigm. I understand the spiritual aspect of things. Those things, nobody may see you. You know, it's like a kid that steals the cookies from a jar. But, you know, eventually, Mom always knows that the jar is awfully low.
Mm-hmm.
And which, you can't cheat spirit.
Yeah.
So I've seen a lot of things in my life with people who have tried to cheat spirit, and it never works. But my perception basically comes from an indigenous Western Hemisphere, I would call it Amerindians. Because how do we categorize people all the way from Alaska all the way down to Bolivia, that when you follow the historical archaeological facts that tell you where they came from and what they were about, that they came from a vast number of civilizations that were here, that came from the other side of the world through a northern route. It came down basically through a northwest passage over Canada, and it came down through Canada. Everyone always talks about, well, they always came over from Siberia, they went across that way, they went across. But you know, there's a funny part of that story, because they always talk about how they came over from Asia to here. Well, they came over from Asia to here, why would they go from here over there?
Yeah.
And recently they've made discoveries in the southernmost portions of Argentina that show that the skeletons, the remains, were not Mongolians, okay? In other words, they were not from Asia. They were, in fact, Aborigines from somewhere to the west, most likely Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The science is starting to put the pieces together.
Well, yeah, we just keep hitting it. You know, they're wrong. Every time they say that's impossible, we come up with another piece of evidence.
Uh-huh.
And today we have the advantage of having forensic science, which tells us without any bipartisanship, you know, the science doesn't try to appease anybody's dogma. It just tells you where it's at. We have found evidence in fires, in fire pits of steel. Which was commercial in the 19th century.
Mm-hmm.
And, but we had steel 20,000 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they went back and they matched it against the metallurgy that was done in Rome that didn't work. They went back and matched it toward what would be in Sumeria because the Egyptians had copper and bronze. But the Assyrians, would be the later part of the Sumerian people. They had steel, they had black iron. And it became, you know, a problem to the crusaders and the people from up north because they would come down and swing their swords and people from the Mediterranean would take their little, small, little black swords that were very white and basically cut their swords in half. So, tracked it all the way back that far, and the only thing that we could come up with is that it was close to something in Sumeria. The traces of the civilization were beyond 3700 BCE.
No.
So that would make it over 6,000 years
old.
In America.
So what you're saying then is that this hemisphere was a melting pot long before the modern Europeans got here.
Eons before they ever got here.
Mm-hmm.
They never discovered this place. They rediscovered a place that they had forgotten about.
A year ago.
There are a lot of accountings. You know, when you go in and try to trace this thing, because he's doing it as an archaeologist, and you're trying to reference points, you're trying to reference historical documents, you're trying to reference everything that can give you facts to put a jigsaw puzzle together.
Mm-hmm.
And what you come up with is that in the journals of the Spanish conquistadors themselves, they talk about the native people coming up to them with crosses. Okay. They talk about native people showing them sacred temples where they would have alabaster statues of a bearded god with long hair and white robes, because it was alabaster, so it was white, but with his hands outstretched. And they looked at this as blasphemy and paganism and some sort of trick of the devil. And then, of course, nobody could possibly have outdone the Europeans as far as architecture. It was impossible for them to have a superior architecture. And so it was basically denied. And yet the architectures here went way in advance of anything of equal period to anything that was in the Pearl Mediterranean area. Okay, I'm not talking about Gothic architecture like Notre-Dame in France. I'm talking about if you go back to the Romans, the Carthaginians, the Egyptians, the Sumerians, the architecture here was equal, at least, if not superior in technology and mathematics.
You're talking about some real heavy-duty mysteries here, and, you know, this information, I don't know, it's not approached very well in schools, because it's not... hasn't been really well understood. And then a guy like you, or a guy like our common friend Three Eagles, or other people, they step forward and try to solve the mysteries. And, you know, what's the first thing that happens? The first thing that happens is, you know, you get called everything but a son of God. And, you know, well, yeah, you know, and there's that old saying about how many phases does truth go through? You know, but first it's rejected as being silly, and I can't remember, but, you know, eventually, you know, truth eventually wins out, usually after the lifetime of the investigator.
But, you know, like Mark Twain, who said that a lot of travel that way around the world, while truth is just getting the shoes on.
Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments.
Hi, friends. This is Blue Water. Ayurvedic medicine is also called Ayurveda. It's a system of medicine that originated in India several thousand years ago. The term Ayurveda combines two Sanskrit words, Ayur, which means life, and Veda, which means science or knowledge. Ayurveda means the science of life. Ayurveda is a whole medical system which integrates and balances the body, mind, and spirit. Thus, it's considered holistic. This balance is necessary for contentment and good health. While pharmaceutical companies extract active ingredients from plants and sell them as drugs, the benefits of medicinal plants cannot be replicated because their synergistic combination of hundreds of naturally occurring phytochemicals cannot be reproduced in laboratories. This fact has been known to Ayurveda for thousands of years. The benefit comes from using the whole plant, not just the isolated ingredients. Because they contain whole herbs and fruits, Ayurvedic formulas are safer and more effective as opposed to Western formulations, which oftentimes have harmful side effects. We satisfy the health needs of our customers through safe, well-researched, and effective Ayurveda-based remedies using premier quality herbal extracts and sound manufacturing practices. We believe in Ayurveda so much, we're willing to offer you a 110% money-back guarantee. So be sure and visit india-herbs.us today and find out what this is all about.
Well, I know I bought into the rumor, innuendo, and slander about you until that same kind of stuff started happening to me. When people started saying things about me, and they still are, things that I never dreamt that anybody would say about anybody, much less me, the light began to dawn on me. What is going on here? What is it that I'm doing that people... Yeah, what is it? And so, you know, I went through, you know, a long period of time where you were hands off to me. And then when it hit the fan with me with several different people here in this area, that, you know... So I guess I became a comrade in arms with you and began to understand and, you know, eventually contacted you.
Well, you know, I think a lot of that was a misinterpretation of people who thrive on gossip and belief and slander. But they never get the facts straight, okay? You go back to years ago when I was a teenager, right, and I was in trouble, and, you know, I got arrested, I was put in jail, so I mean, you know, like a lot of American kids, and, you know, I guess it depends on the crowd you're with, you know, if you're playing music with Willie Nelson or people, well, they don't talk to you unless you've been locked up in jail at least once.
Because the cops listen to that kind of music.
Yeah, you know, it's like, okay, you know, and then I spent my life developing my education, getting my degree, because I did not understand from where I was coming from. And I was taught in very specific ways by elders. And part of what I was taught, Will, was that I should not read the books. If I read the books, I'm going to have to get rid of all that stuff that I put into my mind.
Making a noise in this world, making a noise in this world. You can bet your ass.
Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments. This is Prophecy Keepers Radio, coming to you worldwide on the internet and offering listen-on-demand interviews with traditional people at our website at prophecykeepers.com. Thanks for listening, and be sure and stay tuned for a fascinating talk. And don't forget to visit prophecykeepers.com today. Thanks for listening to the Wisdom of the Elders on Prophecy Keepers Radio. revealing long-hidden ancient wisdom in the modern information age of Aquarius. This station's only means of support is through donations and purchases of the Prophecy Keeper's Trilogy CD-ROM set, including over 1,400 megabytes of low-tech information on gardening, seed saving, foraging, anti-terrorism, unarmed self-defense, and prudent ways, means, and places to inhabit. All the old forgotten low-tech life ways are taught on our CD-ROMs, including the world's most extensive prophecy encyclopedias from all major religious traditions of both the Eastern and Western hemispheres. It includes a 1,000-page prophecy intelligence briefing with comparisons and analyses of prophetic information, offering advice for preparations for the coming worldwide 3 days of darkness, as well as forecasts of geological earth changes coming soon to a planet under you. So learn how to survive the coming changes by purchasing the Prophecy Keepers Trilogy here at prophecykeepers.com radio. Inside the U.S. and most of Canada, dial toll-free 1-877-412-2012. Internationally, dial the USA country code 1, followed by 1-206-984-2286. Now be sure and stay tuned for the next important cultural message, or visit our website at prophecykeepers.com, or do a web search for the terms Native Prophecy, and listen to on-demand interviews at your leisure, over 24 hours of listening, at absolutely no cost to you.
What I should do is go to the ceremony, I should talk to the elders, and talk to people firsthand and get the story that way. So my approach to all this was very radical because I wasn't coming from that Judeo-Christian European background. I was coming from Ketua elders that were telling me about things in the mountains of Carolina, about caves, about plates, about writings, about knowledge that they had that they had brought here, you know. I was being shown things by Mayan elders that didn't make any sense at all. I mean, sculptures of bearded guys with it almost looked like a sack hat, like the kind of thing you'd see a French fur trapper wearing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I'm looking, I go, well, who are these people? And they would go, well, they're Cherokees. I go, what? And they would go, yeah, they're Cherokees that came down here. There was a lot of karma commerce, and Cherokees originally came from the land of the sun, and they were seamen. I said seamen, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Basque, they knew how to navigate. They said, yeah, the Cherokees have always had a knowledge of the stars and heavens. And they're very closely related in knowledge to the Mayan. And there was a lot of back and forth exchange between them. You know, like years ago, if you go back to the Miami Circle, which nobody ever got the real story. The real story was covered up before it even was press. Everything was sanitized. But, I mean, I have artifacts, and I have pictures on my website of artifacts that came from there that were like of a carved lion's tooth with Celtic symbols on it, with Plutarch or what you call Viking letters on them. And this is a lion's tooth. Well, you know, to give you a break, the Quest Indians didn't have that. They were Aboriginal people that ran around, ate bugs, and ate clams that were on the shore. They were not architects. They were not mathematicians. They didn't possibly have a connection to the mathematics of what happened down there in that circle and how that was constructed, which has identical architectural mathematics in Bimini off Bermuda. That was discovered in the 60s, for crying out loud, by Dr. Greg David Saint.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he wrote a book called The Stone Speak. Sacred Stone Speak. He had found the Bimini Road down there off Bermuda way back in the 60s, and God knows he suffered all sorts of criticisms because he was coming up against the fold of what everyone said. And the other thing, I think, which has to be taken into account is that the European mindset never took the seriousness and the authenticity of our oral tradition. And the oral tradition was actually set up so that things would not get twisted over time. If we go all the way back into it, the oral tradition true. So like the Algonquin people, they had over 10,000 enunciations of words. Each different nuance meant it was a male, it was a female, it was a warrior, it was right how it was said. And each person in the tribe was given, that was the storyteller, the storykeeper, the daykeeper, had a different part of it. They were essentially living books. And the word could not be altered over time. It wouldn't fit. Understand? You had a language that was a very specific language that was based on verbs, not nouns. And it was also based upon
right beneath their feet is one of the most volatile sections of the
based on mathematics.
Only a smoldering volcano that could explode
the decipherment of the
Yellowstone.
Or
it is done with a lot of
multiple. We can't figure out what they say, and we cannot decipher them because they come from a whole different perception. And you would be better off trying to relate it to music.
Billion watts.
Because mathematically,
this massive ego is what drives Old Faithful's display. Erupting almost every 90 minutes, this geyser is considered the most predictable geographical feature
portal for people.
I think really Old Faithful is
open
reassuring that it goes well. I'm taking time off.
Yes.
5 miles above the spectacular hotspot sits a massive lake of molten rock, otherwise known as a
supermarket.
Living two extremely large rocks in Yellowstone's path, so Yellstone is dubbed the supervolcano.
How does a supervolcano compare to a regular volcano? Scientists classify eruptions based on the amount of material the volcano actually erupts.
That's not reality at all. I mean, we've got things here that are 10,000, 15,000, 8,000 years old.
But not every volcano
in America that could possibly be here. We have Roman places. We have Egyptian sculptures. We have
volcanic
structures.
We have craters
that could possibly have been here according to that old time.
Oh, they were forming eruptions.
Well, the Cherokee, we had plates. We had an ark. It was guarded 24 hours a day.
Left out the women and they left in the slaves.
Since there's been no super eruption in recorded human history, it's hard to know exactly what it would look like or sound like.
It's almost impossible breaking the network because Well, you know, some people, they don't trust you. They won't trust you for years and years and years. And I'll tell you, frankly, I'll tell you, after what I've been through, Robert, I can understand why I was offended, you know, years ago when, you know, a certain guy said, well, no, I don't trust you. You know, that kind of puts you off because you know you're trustworthy, but they don't. They got to watch you for years. So this information did not come easily to you. And the elders trusted you. I mean, everybody out there on the internet that slanders you says you shouldn't be trusted, but the elders trust you, and you know that's the proof of the pudding.
Yeah, well, it's a very old relationship. That's all that ever mattered to me. All that ever mattered to me is I could go wherever I had to go. That's the overshoot. I have to be at. Unfortunately, the overshoot is still over. People on the internet, for the most part, they don't know from whence they come. And they build the world over things. And you don't know where somebody's coming from when they do something on the internet. They create a whole fantasy world. And the questions are always, well, who are you? Where are you coming from? These are the things that elders always ask me.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, back in the old days. When you had to go up to grandfather's house for like a year and a half, and every time you went up there, sometimes he talked to you and sometimes he wouldn't talk to you. And most of the time you chopped wood, you shoveled horseshit, or fixed his car. And you never complained. You never said the guy was a mean old guy. You never called him names. Because that's what it was. And over the years, he got to know you. He got to know what you triggered. He got to know, you know. When you went by a place and you found something, did you pick it up and look at it and put it back? Or did you pick it up and try to sneak it into your pocket? And these are all things that they watch and know that you're aware of this.
Then she came in.
Well, and then, too, they have to see, spirit doesn't give out information easily either. Spirit doesn't do its thinking for you. And if a person's going to, an elder's going to watch you for a while, then they're going to ask questions of themselves, and sometimes they'll ask spirit questions, you know. And so it takes a while to get to know what you think you know about somebody. Then you go to spirit, and spirit can really help you understand somebody a lot more.
Yes. And it's totally understandable because you're dealing with a knowledge, it's a knowledge that is tens of thousands of years old, that is being carried down from generation to generation. And when we talk about, you know, when everyone started to become 60s and 70s, Native Americanism, you know, everybody wanted to go out and find it. Away. You know, it was a very romantic thing. But it was hard, and you just didn't get in. And nobody had any idea, again, because of the gap of understanding and sharing of actual information of what had transpired for several generations that made people so hostile, that made them so angry. You know, in America, we all had cars and TV and we were watching things and listening to, you know, American Bandstand and people on the radio, with submarine race watchers, Bill Haley, the Comets, and Elvis Presley, you know. I'm realizing that half those people were Mid-Tech people. How do you like that? Elvis Presley, king of rock and roll, the greatest of the greats, the king of all of them. He was in Cherokee.
Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments.
Hi, this is Will Bluewater speaking on behalf of Native Remedies. As the systems of the body are interrelated, proper functioning and health occurs when they are in balance and harmony. So it's important to consider taking a holistic approach to caring for your body, provided that they are manufactured in the correct way. Natural medicines can work quickly and safely to create holistic balance in the body to support systemic health, relieve ailments, and help prevent future disease. Most natural remedies do not produce negative side effects, and unlike conventional medicine, natural remedies do not just mask symptoms, but they get to the root of the problem to support health and affect healing at the same time. Most homeopathics are even safely taken by people of all ages and during pregnancy. Homeopathic medicine is actually suppressed here in the United States. Outside of this country, a large majority of medicines that are prescribed are homeopathics. Did you know that the cure for malaria was developed by the man that invented the homeopathic system? That's right. So friends, please take my advice. Visit the front page of prophecykeepers.com and click on the Native Remedies banner and find out what all the excitement's all about.
Yeah, he was a Cherokee descendant.
And that was all part of his charm. But, you know, these were things that were unspoken. In my elder's time, if you had Native American roots, you didn't talk about it. You changed your name to Smith or Billy or whoever the local prominent guy was in town. You know, you changed the name. You hid everything. So we go back in time and we have all these broken links. We have all these and I can't tell you how many thousands have come up to me over the that change is broken. And so they don't know where they stand. And you know, it's a deep tragedy, it's an emotional thing.
Thank you.
That we are now in the 21st century coming through the other side of it simply because of, and this may be totally conjecture on my part, but a lot of elders have been on my own.
Just
generations ago, they knew that everything was in the bloodline. And that if they kept the bloodline healthy, and they kept it open rather than mind breeding, and they bred out and they brought new blood in and they kept the bloodline going. What would happen is that when the time came, but in the future, the emergence, the fifth solar year, and other people call it the fifth solar year. But then there would be a paradigm shift. And in this paradigm shift, the physics of everything would change. And we would start to awaken. And that is starting to happen now. And it's part of what's creating chaos.
I don't fully understand.
We've got a lot of chaos right now all over the world.
But I know he's real.
In every structure that we ever set up socially, religiously, economically, politically.
The only thing that I have
just as it was predicted how many years ago, how many generations ago, did we find out the stories? Because, you know, our generation had the time, or at least my generation had the time to tell you. But my generation had the time to sit down and talk to the elders who aren't here anymore.
You both will have to go to school.
What happened?
Do you have anywhere else?
Nope, we can find a place.
One in watching him.
We are watching
him.
Hold off on that a little bit later. We'll see you.
Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments. This is Prophecy Keepers Radio, coming to you worldwide on the internet and offering listen-on-demand interviews with traditional people at our website at prophecykeepers.com. Thanks for listening, and be sure and stay tuned for a fascinating talk. And don't forget to visit prophecykeepers.com today.
We'll see you. Come here.
Thanks for listening to the Wisdom of the Elders on Prophecy Keepers Radio, revealing long-hidden ancient wisdom in the modern information age of Aquarius. This station's only means of support is through donations and purchases of the Prophecy Keepers Trilogy CD-ROM set, including over 1,400 megabytes of low-tech information on gardening, seed-saving, foraging, anti-terrorism, unarmed self-defense, and prudent ways, means, and places to inhabit. All the old forgotten low-tech life ways are taught on our CD-ROMs, including the world's most extensive prophecy encyclopedias from all major religious traditions of both the Eastern and Western hemispheres. It includes a 1,000-page prophecy intelligence briefing with comparisons and analyses of prophetic information, offering advice for preparations for the coming worldwide 3 days of darkness, as well as forecasts of geological earth changes coming soon to a planet under you. So learn how to survive the coming changes by purchasing the Prophecy Keepers Trilogy here at prophecykeepers.com radio. Inside the U.S. and most of Canada, dial toll-free 1-877-412-2012. Internationally, dial the USA country code 1, followed by 1-206-984-2286. Now be sure and stay tuned for the next important cultural message, or visit our website at prophecykeepers.com, or do a web search for the terms Native Prophecy, and listen to on-demand interviews at your leisure, over 24 hours of listening, at absolutely no cost to you.
They were the ones who were the bridge between the old way, when they got up every day, and they did their ceremonies every day, and their way of life was not totally destroyed. I remember in 1994, in a television interview on NBC, they asked me, I was doing a ceremony in Arizona with the Hopis and Kyle, and they said, well, what do you see happening? He goes, well, this is what I see happening, is that it, just like what happened to the native people here in the last one generation, the entire world is gone. What you're going to see right now is that in less than one generation, the entire reality is now and you're going to show to the native people to help you cope with it. They've already heard quotes, not getting any better. You won't know what it's sometimes they think they're important. They think that their way of life is never going to happen. They think that they're the greatest technological civilization that ever lived in anything, but that is the truth. You know, and our ancient ones here had knowledge that they still can't figure out. And nobody's going to tell me that they took clamshells and little flintstones and carved these rocks to such precision when they built their structures that you can't even put a piece of tissue in them.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, they still can't do that. And show me the engineering company that can build duplicate pyramids.
Nothing. There isn't anything today that can do that.
How did they get water to go uphill?
Someone else can give you.
You go to Arizona, you go to the Havasu area, and you can see where they move the water from the creek up the hill to where the village was.
And the Lukis have actually seen the verge at the end.
And as we get more and more into this stuff, we find out that, well, there's nothing new about, you know, UFOs. There's nothing new. As a matter of fact, UFOs, we really don't know anything about them today, because back then everybody knew about it. Here's the schematics. Here's Kochi Kotl. Here's Coco Khan. They're flying in their machines. It was common knowledge. If you go to some of the codices, the Mayan codices, there's whole stories there about that part of our knowledge, our science, and our life. And so, the information that we have today is technically accurate. It relies upon mechanized machinery. It doesn't rely upon human intelligence. And the intelligence of not only understanding how machine works, but understanding how the spirit world works. How the other paradigm, how the other dimension works in conjunction with the
So they were, now, from what I've been able to gather, the Anunnaki, their main headquarters was set up over there in what's now Iraq, but there was also a little colony over here. And so one of those guys was... God will sort them out.
By the thousands. They came in by the thousands to wipe them out. Because they didn't want to hear something. Which, never mind the goddess part, that's the other part of it. The other part that they didn't want to hear was that gift. Yah. Yeshua. Yeshua. Was here.
Yeah, hey, yeah. Traditions of Dakota, and the lines were revealed by Dakota, who was the last prophet of the Elk Nation. They were Algonquin speaking people. But the concept was revealed to William Pigeon. And Pigeon was surveying the mounds area, and you know, his book was in fashion for a while, and then for a long time, you know, it was, you know, decried and laughed at. But I think it's going to make a comeback. His book is now going to enter the that final phase where truth is finally recognized for what it is.
The whole thing is here that
please hear me. Please.
The truth.
Please,
well,
please.
And the elders have been telling us the truth from the beginning. They have not. They've never had a response. Things change. Presidents come. Wars come. Television shows change. Music changes. But they're still telling us the same thing. When the Hopi would always say to me, you know, I have to go back, and when Messiah comes, when the Blue Star Machine comes, they're coming to observe us. They're going to come to see who remembers the original teaching. And I used to walk around and go, what's the original teaching? You know, and back in the days when I was learning, I used to think that there was a special Indian school, and all elders went there, and they were taught how to tell you things. You were never told anything straight out. You were always told the real. Everything was always J.R. Tolkien, you know. Well, go here, Frodo, and find this piece, and you'll know where the next thing is. It's like, okay, why don't you just tell me the story, you know? And it was I understand that now. That is teaching us in that way. They forced us, in the first place, it was a natural filtration system. Because if you didn't have the stick-to-it-ness, stay with it, you wouldn't get it. And you had to go beyond this paradigm, this way of thinking, to a place where you didn't know which was north and which was south, and what was right and what was wrong. And you were so far into a state of confusion, so to speak, that you were in a state of openness. And in the openness.
Well, how long have the Christians had their Bible?
Which Bible?
400 or 500 years now. The Gutenberg.
The first Bible was the King James Bible.
Oh,
and all the way back to Rome when they decided to put the Bible together, because the Roman emperors decided that, well, you know, we can't do anything about this new Christian movement here, which wasn't called the Christian movement. First, the Christian in a place called Antioch by the Roman emperor, and it was sort of a colloquial phrase because they believed in a Christ, so they came up with a phraseology called Christian. But before then, they were considered a sin.
Well, the reason why I asked the question is you know, you were talking about how they teach in basically in parables.
Around the 1500s.
Okay.
Okay. The 1500s, the 1600s, the 1600s, we came out with the King James Bible, which put the catch of the Bible on the vernacular.
Right. So it's been, you know,
before then it was only in Latin.
It's been 350, 400 years. That people that call themselves followers of Christ have had the Bible.
Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments. Friends, this is Will Blue speaking on behalf of YJ.org. Our native ancestors stored away lots of food in case of emergencies. Thousands of years of sad experience taught them to be prepared. The traditional Hopi stored food enough to last for 7 years, so did the early Mormons. Nowadays, everyone unwisely depends on supermarkets for their food supply, and few people know that there is only a 3-day supply of food in the American food supply chain. Now, should some disaster befall us that would cause the big trucks like I used to drive to cease delivering our food,
you'll be in big trouble. It is for these reasons that my family purchased a year's supply of 3 different breakfast and 10 delicious dinner entrees from wisefoods.org. These foods are freeze-dried right at the field where they are picked and processed, and are fresher and more nutritious than any supermarket food. You just add hot water, and it's good for 25 years being stored. A year supply from wisefoods.org fits in an area about 4.5 feet by 4 feet by 18 inches. I can literally get it all in the back seat area of my Honda Civic. If you stay at home, you won't need to go to a FEMA refugee center should some disaster happen. Did you know that David Ramsey, David Gallagher, Laura Ingram, and Michael Medved have also invested in Wise Foods? Please visit wisefoods.org today and see why.
But why? How is it then that these people? Well, there's a few movements that call themselves Christian that actually teach the way of life that Christ taught, which was all things common. Amish people, Luterites, the Mormons tried it for a while and couldn't hack it. And 2 years before he died in 1875, Brigham Young said that the Mormons could have redeemed Zion. I'm not talking about Zionism, but they could have had set up their all things common system and been under divine protection within 2 years of their arrival in the Salt Lake Valley. So by 1849, they could have been divinely protected and fed. But then he said you didn't want it. He says you were too busy with your farms and your businesses. And now we still have people like Edgar Casey that are saying that the kind of communism that Jesus taught is the correct way of life. And the Urantia book talks about how someday this idea of living all things common, which is far from communism, will catch on and will spread over the entire face of the earth. And like I say, people call themselves Christians, and they call themselves followers of Christ, and they didn't even recognize Christ's teachings when they saw them. When they got over here to the Americas and they saw what the Indians had, they resented it and they killed them for it. Yeah. Well, that's not to say the Indians had it perfect either, because they were warring over here too. Yeah, there's. Yeah, sure.
If they weren't warring with each other, they never would have been defeated. They couldn't have been defeated. They were, as far as a warrior goes, okay, they were superior on an individual basis. But, I don't care how good you are on a horse, what can you do against a Gatling gun?
Yeah.
Okay? What can you do against bio warfare?
Yeah.
What can you do when they give you smallpox blankets and it wipes out, before the first shot was fired, the indigenous people lost over 30 million people to disease.
Well, the point I was trying to make is that the Hopi prophecy and teachings are really clear that the white man was sent here to learn something from the red man and vice versa. And the red man knew the white man was coming. They even knew there would be different waves of white men. They would be able to tell them apart by the kind of hat that they wore. And when it finally came down to when they brought the cross, the Hopi knew that when they saw the lopsided cross that had one leg longer than the other, that there was going to be trouble. Because they were told that if the people came carrying a cross more like the Celtic cross, which is the cross like you see in the old, in Britain, a lot of waymarkers and even some ancient graves just have an equilateral cross. They knew that if the people carried it more like a Celtic cross, that they would be more balanced in their outlook. And they were even told, the people that finally did come and settle around them, which ended up being Mormons, would be kind people, but that they still caused problems for them. And it's all been the truth. It's all been fulfilled. And
we have a million stories to tell. I just one of a million or more stories that can be told.
Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments. This is Prophecy Keepers Radio, coming to you worldwide on the internet and offering listen-on-demand interviews with traditional people at our website at prophecykeepers.com. Thanks for listening, and be sure and stay tuned for a fascinating talk. And don't forget to visit prophecykeepers.com today. Thanks for listening to the Wisdom of the Elders on Prophecy Keepers Radio, revealing long-hidden ancient wisdom in the modern information age of Aquarius. This station's only means of support is through donations and purchases of the Prophecy Keepers Trilogy CD-ROM set, including over 1,400 megabytes of low-tech information on gardening, seed saving, foraging, anti-terrorism, unarmed self-defense, and prudent ways, means, and places to inhabit. All the old forgotten low-tech life ways are taught on our CD-ROMs, including the world's most extensive prophecy encyclopedias from all major religious traditions of both the Eastern and Western hemispheres. Includes a 1,000-page prophecy intelligence briefing with comparisons and analyses of prophetic information, offering advice for preparations for the coming worldwide 3 days of darkness, as well as forecasts of geological earth changes coming soon to a planet under you. So learn how to survive the coming changes by purchasing the Prophecy Keepers Trilogy here at prophecykeepers.com radio. Inside the U.S. and most of Canada, dial toll-free 1-877-412-2012. Internationally, dial the USA country code 1, followed by 1-206-984-2286. Now be sure and stay tuned for the next important cultural message, or visit our website at prophecykeepers.com, or do a web search for the terms Native Prophecy, and listen to on-demand interviews at your leisure, over 24 hours of listening, at absolutely no cost to you.
We'll see you.
It's a tragic house.
Well, the more
they did not accept and embrace living in commonality. No, and I'm not going to go into the fact that, like the Constitution, everything that the Mormons built their view on came from Joseph, John Mormon. And John Mormon was an Indian. He was an Algonquin Indian. He gave the information. Joseph Smith, he opened the doorways to the ancient caves. It opened the whole passageway back to history again. And as we go through that whole mythology, everything was about, yes, there's a lot of Christ in America. Well, because there's the and they talk about the paradise land, which they feel is South America, which probably was. It was probably a paradise land. I mean, when I talked to the mine owners about what was like, and I was raised in the North Shore of Long Island as a small child in upstate New York, okay? So coming from New York, I always ask bold questions. Like, how come you didn't have a wheel? I mean, you built these things that are so amazing. You can calculate down to, almost within 16 inches on Mars where something is sitting, and you did that back then without the Hubble telescope. How come you didn't have a wheel? And they said, well, we have a wheel. But you know what? The wheels, and there are Mayan toys that have wheels.
Okay, hello, it's an international view of North Korea.
Well, okay, so
So if you have the wheel, why didn't you use it? Why didn't you carry it?
The praying leader, the kid.
I remember Hubert's man saying to me,
he doesn't see me up on stage being all hot and prematurely
hiding. He spoke about whenever you were inside a major city, but it weren't just like people go to the
Palenque.
Those were not cities, those were universities.
The
cities were outside the universities. Where
the
people lived, where they did their everyday stuff, where they got rid of their excrement and their trash, was never inside those areas. So what does that tell you? Besides the fact that it's always curious that you never had any Christmas.
That they're sacred areas.
Right, and inside these, I'm going to call them universities because that's what they were, inside these sacred areas. Okay, the streets and they would have all these flora, you know, and they would have all these birds. And you would move through the streets, and you, I said, wait a minute, this is what you're telling me.
And
those timelines get confused when our modern academians try to analyze it, because if you just take the basic timeline, Kolchikotl lived for 800 years. Well, how could he have lived for 800 years? Well, you know, looking at him as a human like the rest of us, well then, yeah, okay, maybe there was a problem and he couldn't have done it, but our ancestors lived that long, didn't they? He goes to the Bible, mm-hmm. says that Abraham was 600 years old when he had his son. So our ancestors lived that long. But if you go to the Native American story about Kolchikotl and Pale Prophet, well, then that would mean that he was Yeshua Sananda, which was the Tibetan terminology of the name that he took. Ascended one. Okay,
you're dying now. I'm just 25 now.
Yeah, well, then that would mean he was immortal, so why wouldn't he? Isn't that what it says right there?
Well, you confuse them with the truth.
Well, if the guy,
for all kinds of reasons,
this little Aramaic guy who was fairly dark skinned, he wasn't even a Nordic blonde, came out of the tomb, he arose, and he ascended. How could that possibly be the end of the story? Then he just disappeared. He just vanished.
He
makes no sense.
Rebuke and trust. He'll share our farm. Crooked and turkey takes.
Well,
makes no sense. Something happened after that. And he told them what
happened. Well, yeah, he told them. And there is an account in the Book of Mormon. See, the people... that kept the record that translated and eventually became the Book of Mormon, which is not to be confused with the Book of Mormon that people have in their hands today. There are a few people who have the original, that it doesn't have 10,000 changes in it. But there is an account. Number one, they were told that they would know that when their God had been crucified, that there will be 3 days and nights of darkness, which is something that is prophesied to happen again in the future. And when this period of time came, over here in this hemisphere, there were no fires. You couldn't see anything. It was a time of sheer terror. But and they said there were great earthquakes, and they said that all of a sudden that there was a light that appeared in the sky, and it got brighter and brighter and brighter. And as the light got closer, they said they could see that it was a man, and that he arrived and touched down in their city, which was in ruins, and let the children come forward and taught them and healed them, and the Cherokee speak during the same time period when a man walked across water and... and this redirected a water spout away from them, and otherwise people would have been killed. But yeah, the God of Wind and Water, and they asked him, well, you know, what should we call you? And he said, I don't care. You're calling the God of Wind and Water. And then, you know, people, and then Cherokees today laugh. 99% of them just laugh you to derision when you bring this up, because they don't know their own story. They don't know their own history. They've been Christianized. They have become so accepted, you know, in this culture that they're now part of the same problem. And you know, we get people on like Clifford Alford, who is an Ottawahee, who has been taught, you know, what their history was. We get people accusing him of this and that and the other. The worst thing you can accuse somebody of is that he's running sweat and, you know, letting people come in nude, you know, which is a lie, but that's one person's accusing. And all it takes is one person to accuse you of that, all of a sudden, if they're true.
Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments. Hi, friends. This is Blue Water. Ayurvedic medicine is also called Ayurveda. The system of medicine that originated in India several thousand years ago. The term Ayurveda combines two Sanskrit words, Ayur, which means life, and Veda, which means science and knowledge. Ayurveda means the science of life. The whole medical system which integrates and balances the body, mind, and spirit. Thus, it's considered holistic. This balance is necessary for contentment and good health. While pharmaceutical companies extract active ingredients from plants and sell them as drugs, the benefits of medicinal plants cannot be replicated because their synergistic combination of hundreds of naturally occurring phytochemicals cannot be reproduced in laboratories. This fact has been known to Ayurveda for thousands of years. The benefit comes from using the whole plant, not just the isolated ingredient. Because they contain herbs and fruits, Ayurvedic formulas are safer and more effective as opposed to Western formulations, which oftentimes have harmful side effects. We satisfy the health needs of our customers through safe, well-researched, and effective Ayurveda-based remedies using premier quality herbal extracts and sound manufacturing practices. We believe in Ayurveda so much, we're willing to offer you a 110% money-back guarantee. So be sure and visit india-herbs.us today and find out what this is all about.
Yeah, well, the most recent thing on the net about me is now I'm a sex criminal, you know. And actually what's happened is this guy that's been after me for a few years, he got me confused with somebody I used to know, but that doesn't matter to him because he just folded up into the same person, you know. It's just crazy. But these accounts, you know, they're in the Book of Mormon, and, you know, lots of people join, you know, the churches that are associated with the Book of Mormon, but just like any truth, you know, people are, you know, Joseph Smith was human, and he makes mistakes, and, you know, God kept telling him, hey, if you don't quit listening to these men, the church is going to go into condemnation, and you're going to fall, and, he wouldn't stop listening, and he got involved with, he got involved in different teachings, and,
sacrifice spirituality for the sake of politics.
Yeah, he got,
And God doesn't compromise.
Well, if you read it originally, see, the original Book of Mormon makes it very, very clear there's only one God. But, you know, the Mormons, you know, out west, they still can talk about the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, and there's been so many changes that have been made, it is absolutely unrecognizable. You know, when I start talking with old Mormon friends about these things, and they say, oh, you're crazy and you're apostate, and I just ask them one question. I say, if the Book of Mormon is supposed to be the fullness of the gospel, then why is your church's priesthood organization completely different than what's in the Book of Mormon? Why aren't you living all things common, which is what the Book of Mormon says you're supposed to do? And then they start blustering, you know. And then I point out to them, I said, look, I said, these teachings were given to white people for a brief period of time. And the Book of Mormon is very clear that the teachings will be given to them to see what they would do with them. And it also says that, you know, if they didn't do well with them, it said that a time would come when they would be burned. It refers to them as Gentiles, and Joseph Smith did say the church was identified with the Gentiles, but the Book of Mormon says that they came from what's known as the small plates, and there's another, you know, larger group of plates that was never revealed that has much, much, much more information. But the prophecy in the Book of Mormon is that the Gentile peoples will be burned, and after that all that information that wasn't revealed will be revealed to whoever is living after the burning of the Gentiles. So, you know, we're looking at, you know, if we're looking at a worldwide nuclear war and some other things, I'm saying, wow, that'll be fun. You know, it's going to be really interesting for the people that survive. because they're going to be privy to a lot of information that's going to be revealed. You know, possibly. I mean, who knows what's going to be revealed?
Well, I think that's why it's so important right now, for a lot of these truths to come out. There are horrific things that are going to happen, and there are climatic earth changes that are going to occur, and there are those that come from beyond the sun that are already here and that are going to be coming more frequently. The last of the thunder prophecies has everything to do with what we would term extraterrestrial, but it's really got to do with our ancestors, the way it was taught. Chief Dan Evamaya, oldest Hopi. It wasn't until after his passing in 1999 that the prophecies relating to that, I was allowed to bring them out. And I published them, along with another woman, Catherine Cheshire, who were both confident of Dan. And well, we knew about those things for a decade, but the world wasn't ready for them. They weren't ready for them now.
And stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments. This is Prophecy Keepers Radio, coming to you worldwide on the internet and offering listen-on-demand interviews with traditional people at our website at prophecykeepers.com. Thanks for listening, and be sure and stay tuned for a fascinating talk. And don't forget to visit prophecykeepers.com today.
I'll see you.
Thanks for listening to the Wisdom of the Elders on Prophecy Keepers Radio, revealing long-hidden ancient wisdom in the modern information age of Aquarius. This station's only means of support is through donations and purchases of the Prophecy Keepers Trilogy CD-ROM set, including over 1,400 megabytes of low-tech information on gardening, seed saving, foraging, anti-terrorism, unarmed self-defense, and prudent ways, means, and places to inhabit. All the old, forgotten low-tech life ways are taught on our CD-ROMs, including the world's most extensive prophecy encyclopedias from all major religious traditions of both the Eastern and Western hemispheres. It includes a 1,000-page prophecy intelligence briefing with comparisons and analyses of prophetic information, offering advice for preparations for the coming worldwide 3 days of darkness, as well as forecasts of geological earth changes coming soon to a planet under you. So learn how to survive the coming changes by purchasing the Prophecy Keepers Trilogy here at prophecykeepers.com radio. Inside the U.S. and most of Canada, dial toll-free 1-877-412-2012. Internationally, dial the USA country code 1, followed by 1-206-984-2286. Now be sure and stay tuned for the next important cultural message, or visit our website at prophecykeepers.com, or do a web search for the terms Native Prophecy, and listen to on-demand interviews at your leisure, over 24 hours of listening, at absolutely no cost to you.
I'll see you.
And they weren't even ready for them. It became a sensationalistic thing when they first came out. But even now, our perception of starseed is morphing. So I think that what we have to do now is feed people's faith. We have to feed people's faith and take away the poison. The poison is the manipulation of the stories, the manipulation of the teachings, and the teachings of born as a two-legged, but that doesn't mean that you're born human.
Okay.
You have to earn the right. You have to earn the right to be accepted by you. You have to find a place in society to be tribute to the account of man.
She's the ungrateful lady, nice and cool.
Yeah, she doesn't mind me. Remember the old story, the old movie,
She
enjoyed telling him,
people wonder how the Hopi came up with all this stuff, and but you know they've been through this four times before, so they're just telling the stories over. They're just telling the stories over and over again. You know, they know how it all works. It's been a cycle now. And, you know, it's all happened before. It's just happening again.
There's a lot of pictures on the website that talk that if you want.
The reason that I'm here
at www. Or they can go to wolflodge.org. And there's a section here called Stargate Files. Stargate Files.
She means the
world. All real pictures. Some of them even include me.
Multiple
ways of writing. In other words, the libraries were in fact actually libraries. They had brand plates, copy plates, old plates, old plates, websites. Some of them were square, some of them are hooked together with little links. Others are round, like they were almost donut shaped, okay? With all such, and they've been forensically tested, where they are literally well over 2,500 BC. That's where they officially put it down on paper. And the writings,
thank you, Mom.
Talk about they talk about medicine.
Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments.
Hi, this is Will Bluewater speaking on behalf of Native Remedies. As the systems of the body are interrelated, proper functioning and health occurs when they are in balance and harmony, so it's important to consider taking a holistic approach to caring for your body. Provided that they are manufactured in the correct way, the natural medicines can work quickly and safely to create holistic balance in the body to support systemic health, ailments, and help prevent future diseases. Most natural remedies do not produce negative side effects, and unlike conventional medicine, natural remedies do not just mask symptoms, they cure the root of the problem to support health and affect healing at the same time. Most homeopathics are even successfully taken by people of all ages and during pregnancy. Homeopathic medicine is actually suppressed here in the United States. Outside of this country, a large majority of medicines that are prescribed are homeopathics. Did you know that the cure for malaria was developed by the man that invented the homeopathic system? That's right. So friends, please take my advice. Get to the front page of PropertyKeepers.com and click on Native Remedies banner and find out where all the items are.
We're opening up to
the fire, right?
In my opinion, the elders have been trying to guide us for many, many generations now to the right memory, hoping that we would wake up before we destroyed everything. There was some covenant that society let the wayward children develop on their own without any stop the hopes to raise your children without any law. You're aware of that.
Maybe.
I mean, maybe they can run wild and run free because this may be the last generation. So, my
goal
is to grow up in the other world. And if you have a like you guys earlier, thinking on the internet, before you have to think about you and everybody is out there creating most people don't have a clue. They don't have any idea of how things work. They don't realize that there are societies here that exist on rules, etiquette, and conduct that go back thousands of years. And a lot of these things that they're accusing people of, these people would not be alive if they did these things. But they don't know because they think everything's Silicon Valley. Everything's, air-conditioned cars, what do you mean by sure how much the water is coming out? Okay, you got a whole water? I got a sponge bay. How do you think they got across? I mean, you think when Jesus traveled the world that he stopped at Holiday Inns? And he lost a lot in that transition from realizing how much work it took everybody, every day, every minute to make life move smoothly. To allow life to have grace, to allow learning. We no longer put our emphasis on education, and maybe sometimes justifiably so, because the education that we got for so long, especially the last 300 years, was false. Predicated and so now the purification that the Hopi speak of, or the initiation as the Mayans refer to it, is that we're going through trial by fire. We're burned up emotionally. Everything that we have that is a non-truth dissolves in front of our eyes, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a job position, whether it's our false status in the community, whether it's our false status as a pious religious preacher, preaching false documents and bending people's will to the way it is. I mean, if all of these things are being tested, all of these things are going through trial by fire. And at the end of it, I see great hope for everyone. We're going to have to stand tall, and we're going to have to
I think the black, well, let's bring folks up to date on this. The prophecy was that white dragon would be here, or white serpent, and that the red dragon would come down across the pole and enter into a battle with the white dragon. Now, prior to this, the Indians would have been released and
if the white dragon would come, it would be crippled. It would ask the Indian people to help it stand up on its feet.
Right.
The Indian people would help it, but then the white dragon would become increasingly more and more greedy. And it would take more and more and more without recourse.
Right.
And that, and then it would become almost the enemy of the native people.
Right.
And then the red dragon would come.
But before the red dragon comes, the Indian people are released from their captivity, and they would go to the hilly country and burn tobacco and get to know each other there. And then the attack would come. And they would have this great struggle, and then a black dragon or serpent would come out of this tea from the south, would enter into
a white woman with these magical feathers, and it would ask her what was going on, and she would tell its stories of all the devastation and the corruption. And it would presumably go away to declare war on the Red Dragon, right?
Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments. This is Prophecy Keepers Radio, coming to you worldwide on the internet and offering listen-on-demand interviews with traditional people at our website at prophecykeepers.com. Thanks for listening, and be sure and stay tuned for a fascinating talk. And don't forget to visit prophecykeepers.com today.
See you.
Thanks for listening to the Wisdom of the Elders on Prophecy Keepers Radio, revealing long-hidden ancient wisdom in the modern information age of Aquarius. This station's only means of support is through donations and purchases of the Prophecy Keepers Trilogy CD-ROM set, including over 1,400 megabytes of low-tech information on gardening, seed saving, foraging, anti-terrorism, unarmed self-defense, and prudent ways, means, and places to inhabit. All the old forgotten low-tech life ways are taught on our CD-ROMs, including the world's most extensive prophecy encyclopedias from all major religious traditions of both the Eastern and Western hemispheres. It includes a 1,000-page prophecy intelligence briefing with comparisons and analyses of prophetic information, offering advice for preparations for the coming worldwide 3 days of darkness, as well as forecasts of geological earth changes coming soon to a planet under you. So learn how to survive the coming changes by purchasing the Prophecy Keepers Trilogy here at prophecykeepers.com radio. Inside the U.S. and most of Canada, dial toll-free 1-877-412-2012. Internationally, dial the USA country code 1, followed by 1-206-984-2286. Now be sure and stay tuned for the next important cultural message, or visit our website at prophecykeepers.com, or do a web search for the terms Native Prophecy, and listen to on-demand interviews at your leisure, over 24 hours of listening, at absolutely no cost to you.
Oh, my.
And but once the black dragon came into the mix, it would Stop. Yeah, yeah. The version that was taught by Mad Bear didn't have the woman in it. But it said once the black serpent entered into the battle, it would turn the battle in the favor of the... It would stop the battle. The red dragon would go back where it came from. The black dragon would go back into the sea and swim away and never be heard of again.
Right, but it also thought that because the native people would become as dust upon the land, that many of them would not even remember their way. And that in this coming together of people in commonality in a hilly country, people would start to remember and return to the ancient knowledge, the old way. Remember that part?
Mm-hmm.
And that the dragon, the black dragon, would look, and it would totally destroy the red dragon. It would bring devastation everywhere, and then it would turn towards the hilly country. And it would see people who had returned to the original ways. They would be standing with their hands across their chest, which was not a stance in orange, right? Defiance, it was a stance of confidence.
And Hinbach's men praised that way. Not with folded arms, but our hands crossed.
As you can see, these people standing tall and firmly upon the ground, and rooted and grounded in their ways, and he would realize there was no contest here. He would turn, not attack. That's how I remember the end.
I'm beginning to wonder
when you get ready for a religion movie.
Most people identify the Red Dragon with the communist countries, yeah. And because they have the color red, and the White Dragon with the European governments on this side. I'm beginning to wonder if the black. Because of terrorism and Muslim. Some of the holy men wear black, but their color is really green. I'm beginning to wonder if the black dragon aren't off the planet. Because they would be the only ones that would have the power to... Okay, yeah, right. They would be the only ones that would have the power to intervene to stop the battle. And the only ones that would have the wisdom to see that those few that were in the hilly country burning tobacco probably shouldn't be messed with, because there wouldn't be any contest. Because if you're living all things common, even the Bible says you'll be divinely protected and you'll be fed like stall-fed calves. So... Yeah, the possibilities are really kind of interesting here about who the black dragon is.
About him then, shall we?
Peter, don't get excited.
You got me thinking.
we can go down, and there's a lot of...
that is true.
The Aztecs have a lot of red and blue dragons. The Mayans have white, red and black. Yellow and green.
Come on, Peter.
So dragons were very prevalent here. You got an understanding. One dragon's even up here in North America, not to the extent that it was incorporated into architecture like it was in Mesoamerica with predominantly the Mayan and the Aztec. But the Azteca were very strange people.
My dragons, we might want to clarify that these were flying serpents.
Yeah, they were not reptilians. The world of David Icke. They were flying dragons with wings. And Quetzalcoatl himself is called a blue dragon. I think that...
This Jesus station with a puzzle of Jesus because of that
virginity artwork. Was encoded language.
This is
a lot of times when we look at like the Gateway of the Sun, look at over the Gateway of Viracocha. And Viracocha is, you notice that there's always two beings
a dual genetic.
No.
Okay. That there was a natural man, and then there was created man.
Well.
But that the natural man would always come through, and eventually, and it's not something that can, you know, be done in 5 minutes yet. A thousand images, and 40 years of reading and understanding it, but the natural man would always come through. In the end, as we go through this kind of immersion, which is 2012, so about the time of the end of the world, so about emergence, it's one of the most hopeful. Only academics put it on it because they don't understand the way that the knowledge works. When you're looking at a codex, for example, you cannot look at one page of it, or you cannot look at one part of it. You have to look at the whole thing. You cannot just read one thing. And a lot of people turn around and they looked at one calendar, for instance, the Mayan, and then they made a whole religion about the one calendar. You have to understand how it all works together because their consciousness, their perception was totally holistic. It was a miracle. It wasn't just a circle, it was a miracle. They knew how things would come and how things would go and how things would affect them. Things would come from above and things would come from below. That's why whenever you do real ceremony, we say that for a reason. Because there's a lot of people out here like to do things with parlor tricks. You know, I've seen them little crystals inside the rattles inside the sweat lodge. You know, that's a big difference than when the guy moves his hand. It's a trail of blue light. And as you get up, and the guy next to you in the lodge goes, "Who is the big guy sitting next to me?" You go, "There was no shit." So the dragon is part of it. And there are dragons all over South America. There's dragons all over South America. I mean, there are giant dragons down in Peru, Bolivia.
A lot of people say that shortly before the whites got here, that was the last time we saw one.
Yeah, we saw a dragon.
The Cherokees.
Yeah, but they're in the earth.
Yeah, they are.
They know that there are much bigger than rumblings of an earthquake, but the rumblings of the dragons are awakened. Because they believe that there is end time, and the dragons will awaken and return.
Thank you. Do you trust David?
Do you want coffee?
My name is Nigel.
And
there are periods when they go, and the periods when they come in. And I've always been absolutely amazed how in this particular time zone in the Midwest, there's a lot of it that looks like it's dark and weather right now, but it's like a joint from one age to another that's part of emergence. But we're seeing all of these things springing up, seemingly sometimes almost out of nowhere. We're seeing this ancient knowledge coming up in full flourishing, totally there, out of nowhere, and nobody even
tried. You want to keep watching this?
I think the dragons are still
here. Members on too.
Well, from what Rolling Thunder said, he said that there was a certain cave that you could go to in North Carolina. And you could go in and ask the serpent.
And then what looks best for you?
You could be lucky. If you wanted to be a holy man, you could do that. And, you know, whatever it was that you wanted, your wish could be granted. And I got to thinking later on that, well, maybe that serpent he was asking, maybe that was a flying serpent that was in the cave.
I remember RT having specifically a short temper. Don't ever remember him lying. And sometimes his teachings were very harsh.
I knew you were like
His own son and grandson, they don't even
you know, he, there was a lot of family dynamics that were going on, and, you know, his own family didn't even understand him. You know, there's that old saying, where is it? It's in the Bible. You know, it says that a prophet is without honor in his own family. So they didn't even really understand. Yeah, they didn't understand him either. You know, my family, he didn't understand me. I'll tell you that. You know,
Stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments. This is Prophecy Keepers Radio, coming to you worldwide on the internet and offering listen-on-demand interviews with traditional people at our website at prophecykeepers.com. Thanks for listening, and be sure and stay tuned for a fascinating talk. And don't forget to visit prophecykeepers.com today. Thanks for listening to the Wisdom of the Elders on Prophecy Keepers Radio. Revealing long-hidden ancient wisdom in the modern information age of Aquarius. This station's only means of support is through donations and purchases of the Prophecy Keepers Trilogy CD-ROM set including over 1,400 megabytes of low-tech information on gardening, seed-saving, foraging, anti-terrorism, unarmed self-defense, and proven ways, means, and places to inhabit. All the old forgotten low-tech life waves are taught on our CD-ROMs, including the world's most extensive prophecy encyclopedias from all major religious traditions of both the Eastern and Western hemispheres. Includes a 1,000-page prophecy intelligence briefing with comparisons and analyses of prophetic information, offering advice for preparations for the coming worldwide 3 days of darkness, as well as forecasts of geological earth changes coming soon to your planet under you. So learn how to survive the coming changes by purchasing the Prophecy Keepers trilogy here at ProphecyKeepers.com Radio. Inside the U.S. and most of Canada, dial toll-free 1-877-412-2012. Internationally, dial the USA country code 1, followed by 1-206-984-2286. Now be sure and stay tuned for the next important cultural message, or visit our website at prophecykeepers.com, or do a web search for the terms Native Prophecy, and listen to on-demand interviews at your leisure, over 24 hours of listening, at absolutely no cost to you.
Thoughts of intellectual guilt. Mm-hmm. You have to accept life. And I know what you're talking about when you make reference to that, because I see it. Some of those elders by that line.
You guys get me on the 50-yard line.
You know, you don't get there until you're an elder, right?
If we'd done it, this field would have
worked. You realize that everything in this world is important. If you make it worth it, then all of a sudden, maybe you start to learn.
Okay, I'll call you.
A higher frequency.
answer this phone number once and hang up. Let's see.
We already are doing that.
Well, I'm going to park my car.
Without trying.
The driveway instead of in the driveway.
I remember sitting there with the robots in South America and doing ceremony on top of the Mayan pyramid and Mayan children coming up for the first time. Hearing their own Mayan language being sung to the mountains.
You buy.
And condors
appeared.
Four condors
Sylvia Brown was saying, you know,
could go out and go forward in time and get answers, but she said she got, you know, forward, what is it, like 15, 20 years, and she couldn't see. And, you know, it made her wonder, so.
Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments. Hi, friends. This is Blue Water. Ayurvedic medicine is also called Ayurveda. It's a system of medicine that originated in India several thousand years ago. The term Ayurveda combines two separate words. Ayur, which means life, and Veda, which means science or knowledge. Ayurveda means the science of life. Ayurveda is a whole medical system which integrates and balances the body, mind, and spirit. Thus, it's considered holistic. This balance is necessary for contentment and good health. While pharmaceutical companies extract active ingredients from plants and sell them as drugs, the benefits of medicinal plants cannot be replicated because their synergistic combination of hundreds of naturally occurring phytochemicals cannot be reproduced in laboratories. This fact has been known to Ayurveda for thousands of years. The benefit comes from using the whole plant, not just the isolated ingredient. Because they contain whole herbs and fruits, Ayurvedic formulas are safer and more effective as opposed to Western formulations, which oftentimes have harmful side effects. We satisfy the health needs of our customers through safe, well-researched, and effective Ayurveda-based remedies using premier quality herbal extracts and sound manufacturing practices. We believe in Ayurveda so much, we're willing to offer you a 110% money-back guarantee. So be sure and visit india-herbs.us today and find out what this is all about.
Well, we want to... Yeah, and... Before we wind it up, I want you to tell folks about Trinity and what we're going to be doing.
I'm sorry. Trilogy? Really?
The Trinity or Trilogy Broadcasting.
Yep.
There's a lot of people out there, a lot of human beings who are hungry creatures and for knowledge, for information, talking to real people, talking about subjects that have substance, both spiritual aspect, without feeling confined or guilty, because they tend to be that way, spiritually. There's spiritual people. Also, the way of those of us who have chosen tips to act, those who own themselves.
You're not
your own,
huh?
That I call the creative
collective. No, I'm going to get you
alone. The collective are the people who are going to have time, but they are aware and they are awake. And there are these media conglomerates that are deliberately, maliciously, methodically trying to shut down the voices of the people. And they're doing it so that what other people are they doing for except that if you think that you're all alone, and the guy over in Canada thinks he's all alone, and the guy in Florida thinks he's all alone, and the guy in Missouri thinks he's all alone, and no one else thinks like him, or no one else has seen chemtrails in the sky, no one else has seen deer getting sick and laying down and dying, no one has seen the trees die, no one has seen people coming down with all these strange things, and is it superstition or is it real? And all these stories we're putting together,
nice story for Stinky
Trilogy Radio, which will be available initially as we are now on the
professional women and other roles.
And then we will be hopefully with a little bit of help and a little bit of luck. We'll be on the satellite and it will be an independent network.
Yeah, we're just starting out, you know. The sound's not the best right now. You know, I got a microphone taped to the earpiece, and I'm listening through headphones. You know, but maybe tomorrow, next week, you know, we'll have an old piece. Yeah, you know, You talk about your Indian car. Well, this is your Indian radio. Shoestrings, bailing wire, and whatever, but it'll, that's what we're here for. And, you know, we may not have the 10 million people that your friends have listening every night, but, you know, the ones that are supposed to listen will listen, and we're going to make it possible for people to listen to past broadcasts, and so they'll have a source that they can listen to.
I think everyone will have fun as they have a little bit of patience and understand that we're piecing things together after the deluge. And we're coming out with the voices, so the voices won't stop. The voices won't stop. And it's also important that people write, email you, and let us know that they're hearing us.
Bring you by.
I had some thoughts, the complexity of which could not be expressed to
you. What is it you want?
Blue Otter.
Some fancy schmancy Michelangelo TV spot, but the deal is going to put most of the bill for running.
Well, I'm looking forward to hear you talking about alternative health. I know you probably got a ton of people that you'd love to go into depth with and not have to worry about whether the content's going to be allowed or if you do talk about it, whether anybody's going to hear it. Caring and sharing.
On what topics would like to turn over time?
KFC original now available without the bone.
Start over. Everyone has the right to have a voice. Everyone has the right to have a
voice. I just wanted to see if it was on.
Well, folks, we appreciate you listening today and. If I've misspoken, it's because I haven't been able to hear Robert real well, but you know, when you can't hear somebody real well, you listen very closely.
Okay, you're free to
but
do
anyway,
it.
But anyway, and Robert, this is going to be fun. You know, finally, you know, I'm going to be an old man here in December. I'm going to be 50. And a lot of things are coming together. You know, I was telling you... when you mentioned, when we talked last month about putting together this radio network, he wanted to call it Trinity or Trilogy or something like that. And I said, you know, that's really interesting. I said, because back in August, and I predict, well, I probably shouldn't even say this, but I predict that this will come to fruition, that the network will come to fruition by August. Because in August of 2000, the creator spoke to me, and he said that the three have been trying to come for the last 400 years, but they haven't been able to come because the people haven't been ready. But they're coming in 2004, so get ready. So, folks, Trinity's coming, Trilogy's coming, get ready. Well, to borrow a term, want to take a ride? You know, if you think the ride over there is good, wait till you see the ride over here at our park. You know, anyway. Well, thanks, Robert.
And thanks for sharing, Wado.
Yep, Wado, and we'll be talking to you real soon. Alrighty. Thanks a lot. Bye now.
Thanks for listening to the Wisdom of the Elders on Prophecy Keepers Radio, revealing closely guarded ancient secrets here in the modern information age of Aquarius. This station's only means of support is through donations and purchases.
I'm Austin Powers. I like Gas Mojo. It's a very sexy and very sweet store. Yeah.
You gotta have Gas Mojo, baby. Yeah!
What a gas, baby. Yeah!
I'm going to go back to the 60s and steal Austin Powers' Gas Mojo.
Hi, folks. This is Will Bluewater speaking on behalf of GasMojo.net Engine Booster. Immediate 25% fuel savings with GasMojo.net in just 5 minutes after installation. And your grandma can do this. You just strap it on your fuel line, folks. Some customers report much greater savings. The GasMojo.net engine booster catalytically conditions any hydrocarbon fuel, be it gasoline, propane, diesel fuel. It's not a filter. It contains no metals, magnets, or toxic substances, and uses no electricity. The GasMojo.net engine booster unit is a specially designed tube containing a completely safe proprietary media. It's a passive fuel treatment process designed to disperse hydrocarbons for better performance and mileage, and also to break down carbon and other contaminants. Unlock your fuel's hidden energy potential now with GasMojo.net. And folks, you get a 100% money-back guarantee on this. I've got one on my car. It was developed by an old friend of mine, and he's an honorable person. You got to try it, folks, and go open a bank account now for all the money you're going to save. GasMojo.net, GasMojo.net. Just do it.
You're allowed to make personal calls after talking, especially if they make you laugh.
My friend Stan was telling me a funny story about one of our old clients.
What happened?
Oh, it's complicated, but basically this guy from Science Fiction hates the guy from Science Fiction.
Of course he does.
Well, surprisingly, they brought Ketchup in for a meeting at the agency and everyone got excited. He's not going anywhere.
Probably. Is this you?
No, I assure you, he doesn't.
There's nothing like things going bad when they even start. Sorry, I'm late. We're having him in the parking lot.
I'm not feeling well.
Other times let the wind.
let the truth be
Yeah.
the movies and all that. This is crazy.
Do you want to have that conversation?